Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Noah Niederhofer from SiriusXM's U.S. Open Radio joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. How you been, Noah?
Jody, it is an absolute thrill to be on with you, man. I'm doing well and always great to talk to you. I've learned so much from you, obviously, producing MLB Network Radio when you come on, and now obviously doing this. I continue to learn every day. That's what we do in this business. We never stop learning, but doing very, very well, my friend. How are you?
Good. I have faith that you've learned enough that you can lend us some insight. Again, because I can't watch every single shot because I'm here on the air. Gary Woodland started the day with the lead. He's still in the lead. He's minus one through 10. How is Woodland's round shaped up so far? Justin Rose has stayed just off his flank. A couple of guys have moved up to get a little bit closer, but would you still call it Gary Woodland's tournament to lose?
I think it probably is not. I wouldn't say it's his tournament to lose, only because I think guys definitely are in close. Gary Woodland has played a phenomenal two and a half rounds so far. Gary Woodland has a really incredible story, Jody. And in order to tell that story, you actually have to go back to last year. In February of 2018, he won the Waste Management Phoenix Open. It ended a five-year drought for him between wins. And 11 months before that, they had some absolutely crushing news. His wife, they had twins, and they lost the girl. And it was just absolutely heart-wrenching. And then he ends up winning this tournament. His wife ended up delivering the son. It was a boy and girl twins. They delivered the son 10 weeks early, and the boy actually had to spend 40 days in the NICU unit. So just an unbelievable story. Jackson, his son, he says it's a miracle that he survived. And then winning that, and actually Jackson, little baby Jackson, was actually there to witness that victory in 2018 at the Waste Management Phoenix Open. He did have a chance to win this year, Gary Woodland, a couple of runner-up finishes at the CIMB Classic and at the Century Tournament of Champions. But that's the kind of story we're dealing with Gary Woodland, just an absolutely inspirational story. This would be such a feel-good win if he can hold on. But obviously he's got, former number one in Justin Rose right behind him, along with Brooks Koepka, who's trying to do something that nobody has done in over 100 years, Willie Anderson, going three U.S. Opens in a row. Brooks Koepka is more than capable. So I'm not going to go ahead and say that it's Gary Woodland's to lose, not when you have Justin Rose, a former U.S. Open champion himself in world number one, and then the current world number one, Brooks Koepka, right in the mix.
Yes, he's got some heavy hitters just off his flank. I will give you that. And a couple others, like Ches Reavie, who's played real well today to get to minus six. What has been the key to Reavie's round so far?
I think it's just being streaky, and that's something that happens with Ches. It's funny. Gary Woodland's win at the Waste Management Phoenix Open came in a playoff against Ches Reavie. There are times where he's very average, and then there are times where he really puts it on with the irons. And in this tournament specifically, you cannot put enough of a premium on hitting it in the fairway. You have to be dialed in. And Ches Reavie's been able to do that. He hasn't put himself in many problem spots, and then he's been getting hot with the putter. So that is a great combination. I think that's what's really happening with Ches this week is, obviously I don't think when the tournament started, anybody was talking about Ches Reavie.
No.
And so, he's come in and really elevated his game this week, and that's the mark of a special player.
He just birdied the 13th to get to minus seven and pull into a second or third place tie with Brooks Koepka. Another guy who's been part of it today all day has been Matt Kuchar, who is one of the top players, always in the top 10. Not much of a major winner. He usually hangs around in the majors, but he doesn't win a major. Could this be his weekend?
I mean, you would have to think this would be the one. He actually did have a chance to win an Open championship before Jordan Spieth chased him down. And so that was actually, you know, Matt Kuchar's big chance. And people wonder, obviously, Matt Kuchar getting in, you know, his mid-40s. People think, okay, well, maybe it's passed him by. Maybe he's done. But, you know, this year has just been an absolute renaissance for him. Two wins. He's been in the mix a bunch of times. He lost in the final of the WGC Dell Tech match play to Kevin Kisner, almost had three wins. You know, he is, again, we were talking about the importance of putting the ball in the fairway, Jody. He is 10th on the tour in driving accuracy. So he is a guy who puts it in the fairway, gives himself a shot, doesn't put himself in harm's way a lot. That's why Matt Kuchar really has been doing well. I mean, obviously the putting this year has caught up, but it's a lot about the driving accuracy. The guy just gives himself chances.
Noah Niederhofer from SiriusXM's Golf Channel, our guest here on CBS Sports Radio. I need your take on how Pebble Beach has played the first 2.5 days. I'll give you mine. I think that the USGA succumbed to pressure from the players, that because they had a tough time last year, that they decided that they weren't going to make it as harsh a U.S. Open course, harsh a Pebble Beach U.S. Open course, as we'd seen previously. We're looking at a double-digit under par leader right now with a round and a half to play. I'm guesstimating here 26 players in red figures as of right now at minus one. To me, that's not the U.S. Open. I think they went a little soft here with the course. How about you?
Jody, I think that's a really great assessment. I do think a little bit of it was out of their control, and I'll explain why. John Bodenhammer, who took over for Mike Davis after, Mike Davis admittedly, I think, kind of screwed up on Shinnecock last year on Saturday with some of the pin placements, especially on, I think, 15. But, they said they understand how critical it was to get this right. You just cannot screw up Pebble Beach. And it's not that it's impossible to, but it just cannot be allowed to happen. And so for this U.S. Open specifically, I mean, the scoring that we started, especially after round one, was reminiscent of Aaron Hills, where they just went absolute gangbusters. So I think, yes, they succumbed to some of the pressure. The players have been incredibly vocal, incredibly adamant. But Jody, you're right. I mean, the U.S. Open is supposed to be, it's our national championship. It is supposed to be the toughest of the majors, the hardest test of golf. But the only reason that I said that something is out of their hands is with the weather. And there really has not been a lot of wind in inclement weather. If the wind gets going, I mean, we're talking about normal, 20, 30 mile an hour wind gusts. You turn this into a completely different golf course. But the
Fair
wind
enough.
Is really not becoming a huge factor this week.
Mother Nature has cut them
really
some
good.
Slack. You're right.
These players are really good, and they're making shots. So this is an incredibly tough course, but I think we do have to tip our cap to some of the players. They are really taking care of business. In the case of people like Gary Woodland and Justin Rose, obviously there are a lot of really good players that are struggling this week. I think the key for a lot of these players is, for what they're going to have to do tomorrow in order to win, you have to make hay on 1 through 7. You have to. If you can make hay and do really, really well on 1 through 7, you're going to set yourself up for success, because 8, 9, and 10 are absolutely brutal. And then you're going to have to navigate the backstretch, which is chewed up and spit out some players.
Well, my take on the U.S. Open is it's supposed to be the hardest tournament of the entire year. A perfect example would be when Tiger won it, which I know is now more than a decade ago. But when he won at Pebble, he was the only guy under par. He was double digits under par, but he was the only one under par. And we got 29 guys under par as of right now. That's just a little bit too easy for me.
And it wasn't close. I mean, Ernie Els was 3 over.
Right.
And he was at 12, 15, 15 shots clear of the field. It still, I believe, remains, Jody, the single greatest golf performance and most dominant golf performance that has ever been recorded. Jack Nicklaus says as much.
And that's what made Tiger Woods way back when. All right. How does of the group that's at the top. And we know Gary Woodland just birdied the last hole to get to minus 11. So his lead is three over Justin Rose right now. Koepka, Reavy, McIlroy, these are the guys who are in the mix. Advantage any of the players because of the pressure tomorrow playing in the fourth and final round of a major?
That's a really tough one. Brooks Koepka just doesn't care. He knows what he has to do. But I think what has been interesting is in these last majors that he's won, especially at the PGA Championship at Bethpage, he was wire to wire. And so he was had the benefit of playing in front with a 7-shot lead in the final round. Now he's going to go ahead and have to chase. And Brooks Koepka can chase. We've seen him do it. We know he can do it. He plays with fearlessness and just an absolute drive. And I think Gary Woodland's going to know that he's coming. But Gary's also a pretty stoic guy. He can flash some emotion. Justin Rose is another guy, knows what he has to do. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens with Rory, because I think what we saw with Rory at the RBC Canadian Open, which Rory won just going away,
yeah,
is that when Rory's A game is on, when he is at his best, I'm not really sure if anybody in the PGA Tour, anybody in the game of golf can keep up. If he is at his absolute best, because he can match the putting with his just absolute otherworldly ball striking. I don't know if three or four shots, if Woodland's able to put that up, and again, if he's able to do well on 1-7, which he has been doing, 8 and 9, he did really, really well in second, made a great par save on 8 in the second round, and then a birdie on 9 to close it out and give himself that nice little cushion. Man, I would say it's going to be hard for Woodland, but he hasn't done it before. His best finish in a major, I think, is T8, I want to say, and his best finish, I think, at a U.S. Open is T23. So this is new territory for him. I don't think he's finished T5 in a major, or top five. So it'll be really, really interesting to see whether he succumbs to the pressure. I think it would be an amazing story if Gary Woodland can pull out this win, but man, that's what's so great about Championship Sunday, and I'm so excited that the East Coast is going to get golf in prime time.
But we've still got a whole bunch of holes to play today, and then the pairings will come out, which will also be very interesting, leading to tomorrow's championship round. Great stuff. Appreciate you coming on board, Noah. Good catching up, my friend. We'll talk again.
Absolutely, Jody. I did want to mention one other thing, Jody, if I can.
What's that?
The work that U.S. Open Radio, and normally we're PGA Tour Radio, but during the major weeks we take on U.S. Open Radio. The work that we're doing, I mean, Jeremy Davis and guys like Brian Katrick and Taylor Zarzer and Carl Paulson, Dennis Paulson and John McGinnis and Mark Carnevale and Bill Rozinski and all these guys, Carlos Rojas, Donald Hankerson, Kelly Clements, myself. I mean, we are doing an unbelievable – I've never seen this kind of stuff with golf coverage before, Jody. I mean, we are going 10 a.m. to 11 p.m., and we've done that all 3 days, and we're going to do it tomorrow as well. I mean, that is a crazy – I mean, we are 44 and change hours of golf coverage. I don't know if it's a Guinness Book of World Records, what the record is, but I would say we're either knocking on the door or we're going to shatter it. It's just an unbelievable team that is out there at Pebble Beach and here in D.C. It is just such a thrill, again, to be a part of obviously the SiriusXM family and the work that we're able to do because – you know, Jody, you know, we talked about it before, you know, you and I, sports is all about, you know, memories and connecting people. And, you know, just as you were saying with the finals, there are people that are going to remember exactly where they were and exactly that moment. And they're going to hear and they're going to remember the call on TV, the call on the radio, where they were. That's what we're in the business of making memories. And I think we're going to have some really cool memories made tomorrow.
Hopefully we have a very memorable Sunday afternoon. Great stuff. Noah, thanks, bud.
Thank you, Jody.
Jody Mack here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.